So it's the first of the month, and this month it's loving kindness and forgiveness. And we always hear from our spiritual leader, Dr. Ken Gordon. And so this is it. So please listen to what he has to say.
So welcome back again. Now we move into July 2016 for our themes based on the principles, the visions, and the absolute values of what our organizational teaching is about. And July, the whole month, is based on loving kindness and forgiveness. The first service that we have comes from Reverend Michelle Ingalls from Grants Pass Centers for Spiritual Living, and it's for July 3rd. We see a worldwide culture in which forgiveness, whether for errors, injustices, or debts, is the norm. Reverend Michelle writes, God knows only its wholeness, completeness, and perfection, and knows all of humankind as whole, complete, and perfect. God knows nothing to forgive. Forgiveness is a human process by which we move from the idea of our separation from God or good into a recognition of our unity with that same God or good. Forgiveness is a shift in consciousness from fear to love. It moves us out of victimhood into a recognition that life always supports us. Holmes, in The Science of Mind, wrote, "We should never hesitate to say that we know the truth, because we do, for the realization of the unity of God and humankind is the truth. We simply need a greater realization of this. How are we to get it? Only by penetrating deeper and deeper into our own divine nature, pushing further and further back into the beautiful infinite." And then he adds in another line, "Why should it disturb anyone to be told that God knows nothing of his sin, nothing of his want, nothing of his lack of any kind? The tragedy would be if God did know. If God knew sin, he would be a sinner, for what the infinite mind knows must be. Sin or mistakes are outside of the province of
reality, which is a very interesting point. And so we want to remember that the courage to be forgiving. And yet, before we look at that, I want us to take a look at forgiveness. And let's take a look and remember to look at courage, what that word courage means, the courage to be forgiving. Before we go into forgiveness, I want to look at courage. And in July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was signed. It was one of the greatest documents of a people's desire to be free from tyranny. And these were difficult times for this country and in our history. And Thomas Paine, one of the founding fathers, wrote, "These are times that try men's souls." When any of us declare his or her freedom from which is oppressing us, it can try our souls. It often takes boldness and courage. It takes conviction and vision and vulnerability, as with Thomas Paine, turning to God as his source. We are also invited to do the very same thing. And that's what Dr. Ken talked about. It serves us all well to unify our awareness that the Father and I are one, because otherwise we feel separate and we feel alone and we feel distanced. We of ourselves do nothing. It is the beloved within, it's the mother, father, God, that within all of us and around us that doeth the work. And I think we need to be reminded of that, especially when we talk about forgiveness. I don't know about you, but it's a subject that a lot of people want to avoid. It takes great courage and faith to be forgiving. Forgiveness, as Dr. Ken said, is a human process by which we move from the idea of separation from God into a recognition of our unity with God. I am one with the divine presence. It is the life that breathes within me and breathes within you. And a recognition of that unity is vastly important to our forgiveness. Forgiveness is a shift in consciousness from fear to love. Because when we understand that we're never alone, then it's easier to love ourselves in the process of forgiveness. And forgiveness moves us out of victimhood into a realization that life always supports us. And just as our founding fathers found freedom in truths to be self-evident, so we must find the truth that gives us our individual freedom in forgiveness. There's a great deal of freedom and forgiveness, and I like that today, this weekend of 4th of July, Independence Day, that we get to look at forgiveness because, in my opinion, it goes hand in hand. First, we must understand forgiveness, that everything we experience in our lives is set up to support us. Now, hear that. Take a breath there, please. And because I know when I first heard this in my lifetime, and I'd say everything is here, or even now, when I hit a wall of my belief system, you know, oh, it's here to support me. Yeah, right. Hello. Even the things and the situations that seem tragic give each of us an opportunity to look at where we are holding to a belief in our separation from our source, in our separation from our good. I don't know about you, but when these things happen that I question, why is this happening to me? I have to stop and remember, number one, I'm a spiritual leader, and that means I'm in front of the pack sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the back. But that's normal. You see, because when we're pushing up against something that seems insurmountable, yes, for us as individuals, it's insurmountable. But when we recognize that there's a power for good that serves us and that supports us, that moves with us in and through and as everything, then this gets to be an opportunity to correct our course. That's all it is. And to realign with who we are in God and who God is in us. Because you see, when we forget that we are surrounded by infinite wisdom, that it is the life that breathes us and beats our heart, then yeah, this life looks really scary. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to go out in it. You see, there is in no way do I want to make this make it a small thing when tragedy happens or in any human pain or suffering, which certainly does occur. Rather, it empowers us to see these events differently, not from a point of view of victim. I don't know about you, but I was a victim for a really long time in my life, and I don't know about you, but it isn't fun. It isn't a good place to live. But from the point of view that God's got this, that God's presence is in us, in the situation, then I feel supported. Then I know that there's a greater truth to stop and remember, oh, I could have had God instead of all the suffering. You see, because beneath the drama of human life is an opportunity to realign with our true self, our true essence. Life simply shows us our unconscious beliefs. And I'm learning this more and more, that when I hold a belief or an idea against anything or anyone, then that's that part in me that needs the correction. It isn't all of me. You see, forgiveness is a human spiritual tool. And that forgiveness is so important because it shifts our beliefs from fear and victimhood and things are against us to love and our true nature that is innately our divine birthright, will set us free. Hallelujah. I know this. I forget it sometimes. Do you? You see, forgiveness is not a weakness. Boy, have I discovered that. I used to think if I forgave them for what they did or what they're doing, then it means that I'm giving them a carte blanche. It's okay to keep doing that. But forgiveness is one of the most courageous things that we can take part of in this lifetime. The things that we as humans are called to do, forgiveness is not for the faint of heart. It's not for the weak. And it calls us to know the depth of our own courage and trust and faith. Where is my trust? Where is my faith? Must come in the development of a true relationship with the God of our understanding. That's, in my opinion, when we hit these roadblocks of life, is what it's asking us to do, is to remember. Because remember, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And it's the God of our understanding that we must lean into, that we must step into. And forgiveness can be a loaded subject, let me tell you, if we allow it. Or we can say, whoa, how does forgiveness deal with our freedom? You see, because when we don't forgive somebody, and I know you've heard this saying, when not forgiving somebody is thinking that we're going to hurt them by not forgiving them, and it's like that we're drinking the poison, believing that it's going to kill them. But we're drinking the poison of our unforgiveness. The word forgiveness, the opposite of forgiveness, is to withhold. The key word is giving. I'm willing to give, not withhold. When you're willing to no longer withhold from another the gift of love, the gift of life, the gift of giving, it's up to each one of us to say, I'm going to think more peaceful, positive thoughts when I think of you. Hear that? I'm going to think of more peaceful, loving thoughts when I think of you, because anything else is going to hurt me. It's a very powerful step in forgiveness, because you see, this process begins to purify our negative thinking. But we're still holding a superior stance, aren't we? When we're still holding that stance that we're better, or I will forgive you. You've been there, I've been there. You're still in the story. Forgiveness is primarily for you. Forgiveness will freeze me. Because if I'm withholding love, if you're withholding love, if you're withholding equality for anyone else or someone else, no matter what, you are actually blocking the channel for your good. Hear that? Where's my channel blocker? You're blocking the flow. Have you ever picked up your hose? And you pick it up and you've got the water running and you're going around to water everything, and all of a sudden the water shuts off. And you look back and you say, what is this stupid hose doing? And you find that it's crimped. That's what we do. That's what we do when we hold unforgiveness, no matter what. Because we're actually blocking our own energy. We're blocking our own ability to water life, to let life grow. And when we let the flow, when we allow when we do the love first for ourselves, the life force, you see, then can flow. But when we shut it off, Then we shut off our prosperity, we shut off our joy, we shut off our love. And who we shut it off from is ourselves. We block our own flow, resulting in stagnation or a severe rupture. When we stagnate our energy, our emotions, our mentality, our love, our financial, when we cut ourselves off from our good, we literally are closing ourselves up. I know this because I used to do that. And then I tell the story over and over and over again of what a victim I had been early on in my life. It never made me happy when I told that story. So I want to ask the question this morning, where do you feel cut off? Where do I feel cut off from my own divine, beautiful, magnificent essence? Because you see, we change the world by changing our mind. And I want to be more loving. I want to be more joy. I want to be more peace. How about you? Because when we fill up, and this is what I'm learning, no matter who or what pops up in our mind, when we're full of love, when we're full of knowing that our source is God and nothing outside of us, then when somebody's name or an event pops up, we don't first go to the worst case scenario. We go and say, oh, let me look at this and give this a chance to possibly be a gift. And let me keep digging for that gift, excuse me, until I find it. Or I call a practitioner. Or I ask for prayer. So that the real you can live. So that the real me can have full life. Because you see, we begin to understand that whatever or wherever we're feeling that something is missing, that am I willing to give that first to me? If I withhold love and gratitude from myself and joy from myself, then I'm not going to be able to give it to you. So I must forgive how I've cut off my flow. Oh, I forgot. I could have had love instead. I could have had God instead. I could have looked to see that this is different than how I always perceive it as being. I want to let joy come into my life. I want to let love flow through me in every moment, in every thought, in every idea, because withholding will block my abundance. Withholding will block my good. But the more I focus on daily keeping this flow open, then I can easily give it to you. But first, I have to know that this flow is mine. See, we're each being asked, in my opinion, to be more of our true nature. And our true nature is being open to the flow, first for us, in our own God being. And then when we're full of it, you know, we say we're always full of it, it's easy to give it out. It's easy to embrace someone else. And so I'm going to invite you, let's begin today, to see challenges as a call. A call to deepen our own love, a call to open the channel to the greater flow, because you see, God's on 24/7, so let's flow 24/7, and call the greater good to flow in and through and as us, and this is what we create from. Oops. This is how we create a better world, first within ourselves. Because when we're full of it within ourselves, it's real easy to forgive transgressions. So I've given you some of Reverend Michelle Ingalls. She's a good friend of mine. We were in Santa Rosa together. And she has great exercises on the backside. I am the beloved of God. And then you put a slash, the person or wisdom, what the situation, is the beloved of God. And the entire situation is for the expansion of good. And I forgive myself for forgetting who I am. Because you see, whenever we get disturbed, what have we forgotten? We forgot who we are. And so we can then forgive somebody else's transgressions for forgetting who they are. And I forgive the entire situation and know that it is a call for love. First loving me, and then loving each other. And then the last one is, I forgive myself for making whatever the belief is an object of my unworthiness. That one's a really good one. What do you make as an object of your unworthiness that you're willing to give up? Okay? Good. Find your freedom in it. Let's take that into prayer. So just take a moment and breathe into this sacred and holy place that we have created here today, knowing and accepting that there's an infinite wisdom, an infinite power that I call God, that source of all of life, that source of our freedom, that source of our liberty, that source of the knowing that with God all things are possible. And so we stop in this moment and we just hand over whatever it is that needs a healing, that needs to be correcting our course, and we hand it over to God and we ask for guidance, we ask for direction, we ask to know the way. And we expect and accept that there is a healing that is taking place that we couldn't have imagined. And we stay open and receptive to that healing, to that knowing that we are the beloved place where God shows up. We are unified and united with this one life, as everyone is. All equal, all full of that life force. Today we claim it and we declare it for ourselves first, and for those people in our lives and the life of the world. And so I just know and accept that beyond words, that is already taking place in the mind of God, and the freedom and the miracles and the magic that takes place is already happening. So I release my words into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each one of us, filled up and overflowing. We are full. Full of that divine energy and that divine light. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is,
and so it is.
And so it shall be.
So it shall be.
Amen.